This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Pope Francis has apologized for the Catholic Church's cooperation with what he called Canada's catastrophic policy of Indigenous residential schools, AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Francis traveled to the lands of four Cree nations to deliver the long-sought apology near the grounds of one of those schools.
Estoy profundamente dolido.
He said the forced assimilation of Native peoples into Christian society destroyed their cultures, severed families, and marginalized generations in ways still being felt today.
We are strong. We are Métis.
Now 86, Angie Carrar is a Métis Nation elder.
We were taught how to love, to respect, and to honor.
She presented Francis with a feathered headdress after he spoke, making him an honorary leader of the community. Of his words, Carrar says,
I really, really believe the first time I trusted someone.
I'm Ben Thomas.
Ukraine is still preparing vessels to begin exporting grains despite the weekend's bombardment, AP correspondent Charles Daly-Desma reports.
The Odessa Regional Administration's Serhii Bratchul says we're discussing the formation of caravans of ships that will carry out the tasks and agreements reached and signed by Ukraine, Turkey, and the United Nations. Several Russian missiles struck the port of Odessa on Saturday, just hours after separate agreements on grain exports were concluded. Russia said it had targeted a military vessel with US-supplied Harpoon missiles, but Ukraine has contradicted this.